has a song I wrote for Ann Coulter. For those of you that aren't familiar with it, I guess this kind of separates the believers from the non-believers, and I hope you'll take it with the good nature in which it was intended, actually. But sometimes she gets under, like a lot of times, like always, she gets under my skin. And so I figured, well, I write this song, and then maybe I can plant a seed in you guys, and you'll see her, and you'll think about this. I don't know. But, I mean, I don't think it's affecting book sales or anything. It's not like I'm the Dixie Chicks or some shit. So don't worry about it. Just enjoy it, for God's sakes. Okay. We're involved in a cultural war. The country's torn apart like never before. And try as I might, I see no end in sight. I search my soul, I roll my heart. And when I'm enlightened, I know the place to start. Compassion, forgiveness, and communication. That would take a bigger person than me. And I'm the first to admit it, you see. So you ask me what I think. I think Ann Coulter's got a cunt that stinks. Let's engage her in debate. Let's make her deny it. Chat on Meet the Press, announce it on Fox. Ann Coulter's got one stinky box. It wouldn't take much to get the country to buy it. I used to be disgusted, now I'm pissed. And I'm ashamed that it's come to this. Rush likes to suck pig dick, swine penis for a rush will do the trick. Everybody knows Rumsfeld forces sex with tots. God bless the First Amendment, I'll be sued for libel. George W. Bush masturbates to the Bible, and Condoleezza likes eating pussy a lot, which is all right, there's nothing wrong with that. There are some douches that'll never fail ya, lest they come up against Ann's genitalia. You take the low road, I'll take the lower road, and your metro match. And I admit I get a kick out of talking about Coulter's snatch. It's like shoot out of the OK Corral. Y'all going to Coulter's snatch? You take the low road, I'll take the lower road, I'll end the fight. Every time you be looking at it, and you're thinking, well, something don't smell right. Right? Right, 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 right. I did that at the knitting factory, you know. The guy came up to me afterwards, very, very upset. And he wasn't your stereotypical Republican. He wasn't. Some of those guys don't have a sense of humor, you know. But it wasn't that. He was saying he was a moderate. And if you don't have an argument, if you don't have a good, valid argument, you know, a criticism, or you know, then you're getting down into Bill O'Reilly territory. You're just name calling. And so he was upset with me. He was disappointed in me, you know. So I went home and I thought about that a little bit, you know, because I'm a moderate too. And and here's how I know I am a moderate. I want to go up Pennsylvania Ave, pretty much like the boat in Apocalypse Now, you know, where I want to see all their heads mounted on poles. But I'd like to see them as a moderate. I'd like to see them all at the same height, you know. I need that balance. Anyway, so he was pissed. So I thought, well, that's a valid argument. I appreciate it. So I went home and I thought about it. But then I thought, you know, like the Democrats, the liberals, the progressives, whatever you want to call them, I think initially they were like, well, we wouldn't invade without, you know, we'd have to have proof of and then we invaded, you know. So, well, at least we wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't torture any of them. Then we did. We tortured them. Well, at least they wouldn't listen to our phone calls, and they have. Next thing, George Bush will be eating a child's heart on TV. Blood dripping from his jowls. And we'll say, well, he won't eat two, I don't think, you know, so. So I said, fuck it, I'm going to continue doing the song. I think that's it. And I don't really know what kind of, like, an argument you can make for the fucking thing. Like, what are we going to do, get her in the stirrups, you know, and one man's something is another man's whatever. You know what I mean? Could smell good to somebody, you know? Not me.